This is Biz. I'm a stay-at-home mom with a baby boy and a daughter who's a full-blown kid.
And I'm Teresa, a part-time working mom with two little boys.
This is a show about life after giving life. Don't listen with your kids, because there will be swears. This is One Bad Mother. This week on One Bad Mother, we celebrate first birthdays. Biz is getting too old for this shit. Teresa may have a screw loose, and we talk with Meg Gerritsen of the website Mom Meet Mom.
Woo!
Back to the old woos. Welcome back, woo.
Can I say something just right off the bat?
Please.
Fuck Halloween. Fuck daylight savings. Fuck having them both in the same fucking weekend.
Yep.
And just fuck all of it and the whole world right now.
Yeah, would you like to sleep or not sleep? Or have candy aid and not sleeping, or pretty
just
much any
have
of those
everyone
things.
Just be wired for.
How was it for that morning? Because, you know, Ella says, I just wanted to. Comment on it is who gives a shit with daylight savings if you have a kid who doesn't fucking sleep already?
Right.
It's just like one extra hour that you're fucking awake in the day. But, like, Ellis woke up. He was doing so good. He woke up at 5:30, which is like an hour
later.
That's
amazing.
But it was daylight savings morning, so I get up with him, and I just roll that clock back.
Right.
So I was like this, you slept till 5:30.
It's 4:30. Yeah.
And so, like, we had been up.
Wow, I can't believe 5:30 is like a win.
I know, right? We had watched a movie. We had had pancakes. We had taken showers. Everybody was up, and it was 8:10. I was like, what the fuck? The day is over. It's only 8 o'clock in the morning. Yeah, fuck that noise. How'd you guys do? Because you got two littles who already are unpredictable.
It's not even, you can assume, and whatever you're assuming is true.
Right.
It did not go well. And it happened the day after the recovery day from the Halloween night, which this was like our first taste of that shit.
Oh, yeah, because he's old enough. Because Simon is three.
Simon's three.
So he knows
candy. Okay, last year he was two, but Oscar was only 5 days old, so he didn't do anything for Halloween, and Simon was never the wiser because he was two, and he doesn't know what fucking Halloween is.
Right.
So this year was the first, like, Halloween thing, and, like, I thought it would be fun, so we went out with a friend of mine, like, in Silver Lake, and they closed down the street, and it's all really fun, and it was great. Jesse came, and, like, the kids had fun, and Simon had a great time. But, like, even starting that at, like, 5, it's still just, like, they got to bed late and they were, like, wired because it was different. Because babies hate it when things are different. They can't take it. It doesn't compute.
Right.
So then the next morning was, like, my first, like, personal experience of, like, the Halloween aftermath.
Yeah.
Which I guess I've been hearing about forever, but, like, it hadn't really occurred to me that was going to be happening to me.
Yeah.
And until it did.
Right.
And, I mean, it was a total nightmare. Like, it was just a nightmare morning.
So were they just hyped? Were they just
Oscar
a wreck?
Was okay. Oscar
they just,
was,
like, hungover? Was Simon just
hungover? Simon was hungover, and he was just mental. Like, he was just crying about everything. Like, everything was Everything was, like, a temper tantrum inducing everything.
Did you just give him some candy to shut him up?
I just gave him candy.
Yeah.
Because I was like, let's just get this candy eaten and out of my fucking house.
Yes.
And I was, like, siphoning off, like, when he wasn't looking, like, some for me, and, like, trying to make it as little as possible. But we got through. It was like we had only gone to a few houses, so it wasn't that much. So we got through it in that whole day.
See, Katie Bell this year came home with the fucking bucket.
Yeah, I don't. What do you do? So that's what.
This is
totally freaking me out.
Okay,
for
so
the
this
future.
This is all right. So it. The day before Halloween, she's like, you know, can I eat candy all night? And I was like, absolutely. Because I'm like thinking back to my childhood where you just like, the rule in our house was just eat it till it's gone.
Yeah.
You just gorge yourself that
just
night,
eat it,
like gorge
you fall
all weekend.
With it, like in your mouth.
Yeah, you're just like fucking everywhere. It's just disgusting.
Yeah.
But that's just not the house that we're in right now because it's, you know, Halloween day comes.
Yeah.
I mean, Halloween night comes. And she comes home, and it's the giant, like, bucket of candy. And I turned to Stefan out. I was like, go ahead, eat, you know, go for it. She's, like, just trying all different kind of candy.
Yeah.
I actually set up, like, a spit bucket. I was like, here's the – this is the bucket for all the shit
smart.
You don't like. Just try it. Throw it right in there. We're not even going to deal with this.
Mm-hmm.
Let's sort this out.
It's very smart.
Yeah, thank you. And so then I say to Stefan the next morning, I was like, I don't know if it's just that, like, I'm older. Like, you know – A, I used to eat a shit ton of candy, no problem. Now I'm like, I really do need to take some Tylenol because I can't process the sugar.
It doesn't
like,
feel good
but
anymore.
But looking
yeah.
at that bucket of candy and then yeah. looking at my daughter, I was like, it suddenly feels grotesque.
Yeah.
It suddenly feels
pretty
like
gross.
This is a and I'm like, I can hear my 20-something, my 12-year-old something, yeah. Sally, all these different generations of myself screaming, shut up, old lady.
Yeah.
Shut your mouth. This kid's
yeah.
going to be fine.
Yeah.
They're all going to be fine. So we were just like, Stefan the next day was like starting to try and limit the candy intake. And I was like, no, let's get it. Like, mm-hmm. We got to burn through this
yeah.
candy.
Yeah.
We got to burn through it.
Yeah.
We can't like have one gobstopper. She's mm-hmm. got like 50 gobstoppers we yeah. got to get through.
Yeah.
Like, let's bring it. And so by Sunday, I was like, oh, this is really gross. And she
yeah.
has a lot of candy. I don't want this candy like hanging out somewhere
yeah.
for like a month. So I heard a friend do the, I think it's they call it the Switch Witch, but I don't, it's basically where you like switch the candy for a toy or something. Like,
oh.
But there's different degrees of it. Like okay. There's like the real, I'd never heard of this until Biggest Loser actually a year or so ago. And I was like, what? Bullshit. But now I'm like, genius. So you can either go whole hog Switch Witch where the kids get like a piece of candy and then they leave their bucket of candy outside the door at night and then the Switch Witch comes and switches it for a doll, like a present, like whatever they want,
huh.
right?
Okay.
Which is not bad. But I was a little like, no, part of Halloween, you could just sit there and gorge yourself. I'm fucking
it's
candy.
Also a way to like learn how gross it
yeah,
is.
Yeah, it's a little
eat.
Like
you know what I'm saying.
You want
like,
a cigarette? You smoke
yeah,
a whole case
exactly,
of cigarettes.
Right. Exactly.
I agree. So, but by Sunday, I was like, eh. And I had heard somebody say that they paid their kid $1 for every piece of candy. Now I was not going $1
for a 5-year-old.
Yeah, I was like, yeah.
What are they going to do with their money?
Well, they went and bought Legos.
Oh, okay.
They went right to Target and
okay,
bought a
so
Lego.
So it's kind of the same.
It's kind of relevant.
Like,
at five, yeah. they can do it. But I did, we offered like 50. I was like, eh, let's just see if she's into the deal.
Okay.
So I did 50 cents a piece of candy.
Mm-hmm.
She was like, yep. I let her pull 10 pieces that she wanted to keep, you know, mm-hmm. and then paid her $14.
Amazing.
Yeah. And then all that candy went to Stefan's office for them to like
yeah.
gorge themselves on.
Right.
And yeah, so that was
and
like,
then she's going to like go,
yeah,
buy
we'll go to Target
something.
Or something and get like, you know, Legos or something.
Did
we'll go
she
there.
Have any like, seller's remorse?
No, not yet. No, not yet. Cause we did it this morning.
You did it this morning.
I also taught her about sorting candy. She uh-huh. was like, no, I don't want to sort it. I'm like, oh, come on, sorting candy. That's what you do. You come
yeah.
home, you dump the candy and then you're like, I'm enjoying.
Oh,
fuck
yeah.
you.
Know,
and like
right?
somebody, and as a result of sorting, do you know what we found?
What?
2 Easter chocolate eggs.
Oh, my
and
God.
I'm like, go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
Don't be those people.
No.
Anyway, so she said, I'm going to eat. Like the day that she said, can I eat candy on ice as much as I want? I was like, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, well, can I? I think I'm just going to eat till my stomach hurts. She was like, well, that's actually an indication that maybe you've gone too far.
Yeah.
But you know what? Whatever.
Yeah.
Your call.
Yeah.
Your call. We're going to be brushing your teeth 18 times a day, but it's your call, whatever. And she slept like a fucking rock.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So anyway, so that was our like basic Halloween. Oh, and by the way, we did scare the shit out of some people.
Oh, yeah.
Until the fucking first rain in 8 months in California came
yeah,
along.
Yeah, it did. It rained.
But
yeah,
we still had a good time.
For some reason, I thought you were going to say until the cops came.
No, we did. And Katie Bell actually joined in some. And she was pretty terrifying to have a little girl with ghost face
oh,
like
yeah.
come at you going,
yeah, that's creepy.
It was.
Great.
I'll have a video.
Very
nobody
nice.
Worry.
Okay.
Speaking of creepy, let's spend a little time talking about first birthdays.
Please take a moment to remember, if you're friends of the hosts of One Bad Mother, you should assume that when we talk about other moms, we're talking about you.
If you are married to the host of One Bad Mother, we definitely are talking about you.
Nothing we say constitutes professional parenting advice.
Biz and Teresa's children are brilliant, lovely, and exceedingly extraordinary.
Nothing said on this podcast about them implies otherwise.
Teresa.
Yes.
Oscar just turned one.
He did, yes.
And Ellis is turning one in like 3.5 weeks.
3.5 weeks, okay.
So I remember, so they're about a month apart,
mm-hmm.
and I guess it was like a month ago when Oscar was like 11 months,
mm-hmm.
and you were like, well, he's going to be a year. And I was just like, what?
Yeah.
How did that happen so fast?
Yeah.
And like, oh my God, that means that Ellis is going to be, it's going to be the rest of our lives. You're going to be like, Oscar's going to be two. And I'm going to be like, what? Oh, God, Ellis is going to be two.
Yeah.
I can only tell time about my child via your child.
Yeah.
But turning one is kind of a big deal for the you.
For us.
For us.
Yeah,
I mean,
it
you
is.
Know, so, like, tell me a little bit about Oscar, like, waking up and realizing Oscar is going to be one.
Sure, yeah. It was really weird this time. Like, I think I'm actually kind of relieved that it's over. Like, I'm relieved that it's happened because the build-up to one was very emotionally draining for
me. Wow, all right.
Like, it was really hard for me to see that coming and, like, feel that coming and, I don't know, get ready for it.
Do, like, you think it was because you know what happens after one, because you've had, because Simon's already been through one? Like, you know that, like.
So. I think that might be part of it, because I don't remember feeling the same way when Simon turned one.
Okay.
Like, it was a different thing. And I think, I think also this is, like, it was kind of weird figuring out, like, when I realized that Oscar's about to, like, obviously I know how old he is all along, same way you know how old Ellis is, but when it suddenly starts to hit you, like, we're really getting to one, he's turning one. I don't know, like, when Simon was turning one, I felt, he felt so big. He felt like such a big boy. Like, he had grown so much. He was so different from that newborn baby, and he, like, you know, had developed so much and was this, like, little, I was like, you know, you're becoming a toddler.
Yeah,
like,
you're becoming a man today, Simon.
Yes. and it really felt, I felt really, like, it felt really appropriate that Simon was turning one. And, like, with Oscar, it's like, he's my little baby still. Like, and I think possibly because I have Simon to compare him to.
Right.
He just still seems so little. And it's like, it's not like he's doing a lot of the same stuff Simon was doing at 12 months.
Yeah.
Like, you know, taking some steps, saying some words. Like, it's not like he's not developed the way Simon was. It's just that if he feels like my little baby still. Like,
no,
I haven't,
I
like, wrapped my head around, like, you know, he's actually, like, he's not the same as he was when he was 3 months old. Like,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
get on board
baby.
For this. Like,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, they're babies still.
But he really still feels like a baby.
Right.
Really.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I feel like now that we've entered that the home stretch to one, you're right. I don't see it the same way I saw Katie Bell. Like, now it's more like, I agree. There's a lot of he's still my baby.
Yeah.
You can't be one yet.
Yeah.
Like, that makes no sense to me.
Yeah.
And I think about, like, all the things that are supposed to come with being one.
So what is that?
Well, like shoes.
You know?
Shoes.
I think Oscar's worn shoes the last 2 days, a couple times, just because it's been colder out.
Right.
But it's like, it's really weird. He's like, what's this?
Yeah, I feel like Katie got, like, we put her in shoes at some point in time.
Yeah.
And then, like, you know, there's... Yeah, the talking, that, like, the walking, I think, is going to be a big deal. Like, the walking feels way more connected to his age this time than, say, with Katie. I feel like everything with Katie Bell is, it's fine. She's going to get there when she gets there.
Uh-huh.
But, like, every day, because I know what's coming, because I
You're
know,
like,
that after one comes two. And
then
I think, oh, my God, we moved to California when she was 2.5.
Yeah.
And we were, like, out walking and going on walks and, like, starting to consider the preschool thing and, like, all the stuff. She was talking. We were, like, doing stuff together. And I'm like, that's, like, a year and a half away. It's like, no. Like,
it's just so soon.
It feels like nothing now.
I know.
Because I have this comparison mark.
Yeah.
I'm like, for me, I'm having a problem with him turning one. And I don't know if this is just the curse of the second child. But I'm like, when are we going to do? We're going to be on a plane coming back from Thanksgiving on his birthday. So... And then I was like, oh, we're doing a party? Like, we had a party for Katie Bell in Brooklyn. Like, all our friends came, and it was lime themed because she liked limes at the time. And, like, you know, had a little cake, and, like, it was, like, super cute. I'm like, when are we going to do that? Like, are we going to do that? Like, and it's really hard to nail Stefan and I down to, like, plan it and, like, think about it. Like, it feels kind of like, we didn't have a shower. I didn't have a baby shower this time around for him. Like, it's like, hey, you're fine. You've already had a baby.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Hey, you already had one turn one. Fuck it.
Like, it's an indication of how much this stuff is for you, not for your child.
Yeah. So I'm like, do we do something to market?
Yeah.
So, like, that feels weird. It feels a little like how, Like, I think about, like, you saying, you know, Sammy didn't know what a Halloween is. And I'm like, we were so involved, like, the opposite with Katie Bell, but now with Ellis could go for years without knowing
stuff. Yeah.
Because I just don't have time to show him.
Yeah.
Because I'm fucking tired. I got two children screaming all the
time. Show him whatever you want or don't show him.
Exactly. Yeah. Katie Bell does not know that there are about the prequel. I mean, the prequels to Star Wars.
Yeah.
And she never will. No one tell my daughter.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's weird. I mean, do you feel anything like that? Like, you guys have already done the party. Did you feel like there was any difference in terms of celebrate? You guys are pretty low-key with the parties.
I think we're pretty consistent on that front. It's like we either don't do something or we just do something that makes sense to us for, you know, something easy. Like, we just had a few friends over. We had, like, donuts and the kids played on the floor. Like, that was what our party was.
Yeah.
And that was really nice. So, I don't know. It's not so much about that. But I will say, like, it's just... I don't know if this is, like, repetitive or if it is, you can totally cut me out. I feel more emotional about the 1 year mark. Like, with Simon, it was, I was just really like, yeah, you're one. We did it. We made it through the first year. And this time it's like, I don't know, it's like heart-wrenching somehow.
Well, I see what you're saying. We did touch on it a little bit, but I think it's the, like, because for me it's the opposite. Like, Katie Bell turned one, and I was, like, going to work that day, and I woke up that morning and I was like, my baby is a year old. This is the mark of a year. Like, I can't call my boss. I was like, I'm going to cry all day if I'm not with my baby, you know, like, whatever. And this time I'm a little like, again, we're going to be on a plane.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like...
Ellis won't know.
Ellis won't know. But then that brings it back to who is the party for?
Yeah.
And I will say that this time, while with Katie Bell, was much more emotional about her turning one, this time I want the party because I'm a little like, this has been a hard fucking year.
Yeah.
And I want to fucking celebrate this year. Like, as a mom, I mean, like, this is hard. Now I'm like, really pumped about Ellis, and I'm like, he's turning into such a sweet kid, and like, you know, we're developing a relationship that we didn't really have at the beginning, and like, and again, even Ellis aside, this was just a fucking hard year as a mom.
Yes.
And I feel a little like that first year celebration is kind of about that for
me
this time.
Totally.
So, like, that's totally, like, a different thing.
That was what, actually, now that you say that, like, that was what made me want to have a party.
Yeah.
Because, like, I don't feel like I need to for Oscar. Like, we could do something little with the family. But, like, I really, it was the same thing. I really wanted to be like, yes. Like,
well, I think
I wanted to, like,
this.
Have fun.
Yeah,
like,
I think, but let's just all say out loud.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what? It isn't about them at all.
Yeah.
And that is okay.
Yeah.
That is okay.
Yeah.
Let us embrace in our open, non-judging, high-five apparent, like, you know, mentality that sometimes it is about us, and that is perfectly acceptable.
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay, but I want to go back to your donut. I'm sorry. Did you?
I just wanted to say one more thing about it being about us.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's not forget.
Do that forever.
Let's
the whole
just
show.
Spend the rest of the show on that.
Yeah.
Let's not forget that it's also, I think it's also emotional because it's a year after giving birth. Like, it's the first time since you gave birth that you're kind of like, okay. Like, I mean, it's like an anniversary of that, too, which is such a big deal.
Because you soon do start to forget about the whole experience.
You forget about that. Yeah.
I think we should just take all birthdays.
Yeah.
And make, nope, darling, this is a birthday about me.
Yeah. This
when
is
you
a
turn
day
13.
I did the hardest work of my entire fucking life.
What did you get me?
Yeah. I like that.
All right. I want to go back to the donut. Maybe we'll just wrap up on this discussion. But there's something you had said. What does one mean to you?
Uh-huh.
And I think there's other things tied into one. Like, one sometimes feels like the gate is, like, opened for just suddenly things that, like, up until one, you were like, oh, we shouldn't do that.
He's a baby. He's a baby.
Don't give him milk.
Yeah.
Don't give him.
Right. Don't give him.
Like, you can't give him anything that might, like, be an allergy before one. But the moment they turn
salt,
one.
Not too much.
Here's some honey.
Sugar.
Here's some nuts.
Yeah.
Here's some milk. Here's, like, all shit.
Yeah.
And then. Here's your fucking donut or your cake. Like, people give
your
kids, like, the whole cake.
Your big chocolate cake.
And they just, like, just shove your fucking face. And again, as a parent, like, in the pre-child world, I can remember, like, in the, you know, before becoming sanctimonious and non-judgy, I can remember, like, seeing people's kids, like, just fucking gorge out. Like, oh, my baby's so cute. Shoving his fucking face and his feet shit in that cake or just smearing
it
everywhere.
It's pretty cute when people do that. You gotta admit.
I don't think
pretty
that is cute. Like, that... is repulsive. And, like, that kid doesn't even care. Like, but now I'm like, I don't give a shit. Go for it. Let's fucking do this. Let's trash this place. hindsight, everybody. Yeah. But what is it about one where, like, the first instinct is, well, here's some cake.
I know.
Because it's not like we do that to them any other. Like, it's not like suddenly every day they get dessert after they turn one.
I don't know.
You know? But there's something about, like, oh, I mean, Oscar, like, the donut I thought was, like, a really good, like, sort of compromise
in that world.
It was kind
of small.
Yeah.
It was
reasonable.
Yeah, and he lost half of it on the floor to a dog, so.
Right. Well, and it was a good reason for there to be donuts for the rest of us.
Yeah.
Which was
yeah.
really, I think, more, again, because it's about us.
It is
and
about
not them.
Us. Yeah.
But, like, is there anything else?
He also
else,
had a
like...
mimosa. No, I'm just kidding. He did not have a mimosa. I was joking.
I did. Is there anything else like that that you see, like something about one that just seems to be, like, the big...
TV, maybe? Like, because
I was trying to think about when I started showing Katie Bell TV.
I think with Simon, I would let him watch like maybe 10 or 15 minutes, starting around maybe like 14 months. But like with Oscar, like because it's on sometimes for Simon and he's there, I can tell that he's like interested.
Like the
and
eyeball kind of wanders.
Yeah, like this morning, I was really stuck this morning.
Yeah.
My only choice was he had to like sit in a stupid chair while I got in the shower because that was the only option this morning. And I did. I turned on like 10 minutes of Yo Gabba Gabba for him because I knew that way he wouldn't like scream the whole time.
Right.
And it was fine, and I don't care.
It's tools.
He's 12 months old. He's not 10 months old or 11 months old. He is 12 months old.
Yeah, he's a year.
Therefore, it's fine, even though it's totally not, according to whatever.
I'm like, you didn't put him in the chair for 4 hours.
No, I know. But don't you think that that is another,
TV
like,
is
at 1 year, you don't feel as guilty?
Yeah,
about
the guilt
stuff
starts
like
to wear
that.
Off, I
yeah,
think. Yeah, well, especially with number two. I mean, we could do a whole show on number two.
Yeah, we could. Yeah.
Boom.
We could.
for eternity. No, yeah, TV's a good one. The sweets and candy, like that kind of stuff. Though I will say with Ellis again, number two, that I remember like Stephen gave Katie Bell like pancakes was like a big thing after she turned one. Ellis has been, the
He's
moment
been
Ellis
pancakes.
Could grab a pancake, that kid has been shoving pancakes down his throat.
Well, no, like we were trick-or-treating and Oscar was, I was carrying him in the Ergo and I was like feeding him Snickers. Like in the Ergo.
Well, at least it wasn't a pouch, right? So you could replace the pouch with Snickers bars. Therese said the Snickers is fucking genius. Well, Ellis just walks around clutching a Kit Kat as if it's his, like, his, like,
idol. He doesn't seem
idol.
To know that there's candy inside, or...
Well, we give him a lot of, like, I'm like, the sugar finds its way in a lot of other ways.
I'm
like, but I'm giving them muffins. And I make those muffins, and it's like a third of a cup of sugar. It's like more sugar. So, like, fuck it.
Yeah.
Just because there's a blueberry in it didn't make it remotely healthy. Well, it's good to know that Oscar doesn't have nut allergies.
No. And he's very good at chewing caramel.
Oh, good boy. Good boy. He and I'll hang. Well, I think that is a wonderful place to wrap this up. Is there...
Coffee.
Clearly coffee. So... I think what we've learned is that turning one is all about us.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to embrace that.
Yeah.
And move forward with that attitude for the rest of their lives.
I'm Jesse Thorne.
I'm Jordan Morris.
The federal government has millions of dollars in programs and opportunities that you need to seize today.
You're a taxpayer, right? Well, then you've got it coming.
Thanks to Uncle Sam, you can get grant programs for veterans.
Postage stamps that'll ensure your mail gets there in a timely fashion.
Fruit for you and your family.
Child care for your children that turns them into super soldiers.
Get $1 million to open your own lake.
Useful power tools that are easy on your soft, delicate hands.
Your own personal radioactive brick.
More sexual attention from everyone at the used bookstore.
Greyhound tickets.
Soft, gentle kisses from TV's John Goodman.
A real narwhal.
Athletic socks filled with stew.
A valuable pamphlet on millet.
Your father's approval.
Don't wait, right now.
For all of this and more, drop us a line.
Jordan Jesse Go, 123 iTunes Street, or wherever you download podcasts.
Hey, you know what it's time for? This week's Genius and Fails. This is the part of the show where we share our genius moment of the week, as well as our failures, and feel better about ourselves by hearing yours. You can share some of your own by calling 206-350-9485. That's 206-350-9485.
Genius fail time.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
I saw what you did.
Oh, my God.
I'm paying attention.
Wow.
You, Mom, are a genius.
Oh, my God. That's fucking genius.
Okay, so if you listened to last week's show, you know that I, like, got... I just totally lost in the battle to fight for my right to use baby food pouches to feed Oscar.
Well,
but I do have a genius moment related to that, which is that, and it's actually not even really my genius. One of our listeners on the forums, Midwest Mama, on the Max Fun forum, wrote in to share that baby food pouches can, in fact, be recycled.
I was waiting on our listeners to tell
us. Yes, just not at local recycling facilities. So TerraCycle.com is, check it out. You can basically rinse once you rinse the, you use the pouch, you rinse it, and then you ship it to them.
Yeah.
And they use it to make products like grocery bags and other like products that are made from recycled goods.
That's amazing.
So guess who went on Amazon Prime yesterday and ordered like 4 more boxes
yes!
of food pouches to give to my children?
Victory!
Woo!
Victory! That's great. Good. That's awesome. And thank you, listeners, as always, for chiming in. You know what? I knew as soon as that episode was done, I was like, somebody's going to tell
us. Someone's going to help us. Please.
Somebody's going to figure this out for us.
Granted, like, recycling things isn't necessarily like the either like the best thing you can do for the planet, but I'm going to be using these for maybe another couple of years.
Right.
You know, and it's nice to know that there's a little bit of a way to mitigate the damage that's being done.
That's awesome. Good job.
Thanks.
Good job.
What do you have?
It's such a like simple, super simple one that I only think about once a year. But actually, it was Stefan who was like, this is genius. Last year, we've been hauling around our Halloween decorations forever and Christmas decorations, you know, in cardboard boxes. And like last year, I was at Target and they sell colored bins, and they actually were selling orange and black bins with orange and black lids for like $5.
Yeah.
So I grabbed like 3 of those, and then I was like, hey, there's some red and green ones. So as this holiday comes along, we just repackage in the boxes. So you just find them right away. Like,
easily.
You just know in the shitstorm that is our garage.
Yeah.
They're the Halloween boxes,
yes.
And there's still room to grow in them, and it keeps them protected from water and dust.
Yep.
And again, super easy to identify. Stefan was like, that makes it so easy this year. So I felt like a genius. It's just like simple.
It's great.
Like,
awesome.
I love me some big, unrecyclable, giant storage boxes.
But you're reusing them.
That's right.
Even and better than recycling.
They actually do make them. I think you can probably burn them.
I have an almost 18-month-old son. And his favorite thing is to go in the front yard where we have a bunch of strawberries and pick strawberries. But he does not understand the difference between ripe strawberries and green strawberries. So he's constantly picking anything he can get his hand on and then eating it, typically filled with dirt as well. So my genius is that I have started buying strawberries at farm stands and then taking 3 of them and putting them out in the strawberry patch at a time, so he can go out and quote unquote pick strawberries that are ripe and actually taste super delicious. And he thinks it's so amazing and so fun. And it's really just so pleased with it. So that's my genius moment. Thank you so much. And I love your show. Thanks. Bye.
Is that like the cutest genius moment we've ever had? Like, that's just so adorable.
It's so sweet. But it's just, like, laden with lies.
It is.
Like, it's like the perfect genius moment. It's like, it's super sweet. I'm going to set these strawberries out for my son to pick. And he's, like, so delighted.
Yeah.
And then, like, but this is, like, one day he's just going to, like, wake up and be like, there's no Easter Bunny and there's no strawberries. fucking love it. I love it. Good Good job. It really, I was listening to that call, like, you know, I was editing calls and I was like, that's so nice.
Yeah.
Good job.
I really like it.
Oh, it's going to be my mom. Good job. Failures. Well, clearly we're not going to talk about the Snicker bars. My favorite thing ever. It's when everybody know how much I love Teresa Thorne. I just really am happy we are friends. Okay, you go. You fail me.
Okay, great.
Fail.
You suck.
I somehow like just had a horrible lapse in judgment. Like. I let Simon play with a screwdriver,
sure.
Like a toy.
Yeah.
And basically what was happening was I was installing a new toilet seat that has like the toddler flippy seat, which
right.
is great. And while I was doing that, I needed to give Simon something to do, and he wanted to help.
Yeah.
And he was totally like in my way and bugging me. So I was like, here's a screwdriver. And I gave him like a stool, one of our little stools.
Yeah.
And I'm like, here, work on these screws. And I was thinking to myself, there's no way he's going to be able to manage this. Well, like a couple seconds later, he like did unscrew part of the stool. He got a whole screw
out. Yeah.
And then I was like, okay, great. But then... But then basically he went around the house, like, trying to unscrew things.
Nice.
And also just, like, shoving it places.
Yeah.
Which, I mean...
Let me unscrew this light socket.
Yeah, totally. And, like, running with it and, like, doing... And I mean,
unscrew Oscar.
I really was out of my head because Jesse comes upstairs and he's like, all right, Simon, like, I think we're done with the screwdriver. And he's like, no. And I'm like, just let him play with the screwdriver. He's having fun with it. It really sunk in.
Right.
That was pretty much the worst thing that I could have given him to do.
Oh, I don't think that's that. That is a fail.
Yeah.
Because you'll never be sure if anything has all of its screws in it anymore.
Right.
All right. No, you suck.
Okay. Thanks.
Fine. You suck.
All right.
You're a horrible mother. I am being an amazing mom.
Mm-hmm.
Was doing a project with Katie Bell's kindergarten class where they were learning the difference between 2D and 3D. So I had them do 2D haunted houses, like with construction paper, and then gave them blocks. Like, this went over every week. They did a new thing on the project. And they built 3D haunted houses, and we painted black the next week and decorated the next week. And then I was like, hey, do you want me to come in and make, like, a little movie where they can make monsters, and we'll do, like, a little, you know, haunted house movie? Like,
nice.
Super simple.
Yeah.
So I go in and do it, and Stefan helps me edit it, and it's, like, a thriller, and it's, like, super cute, and it's, like, you know, we shouldn't go down that road. Nah, it's okay. You know, like, it's just super great. So the teacher loves it.
Yeah.
She's like, let's do a showing today at school. I'm like, great. Do you have a projector? She's like, yeah, there it is. I'm like, excellent. So we send an email out to the parents, come at 3:00. We're going to show the movie. It's great. I show up with my Mac, and she doesn't have a cable for a Mac.
Oh.
So, like, I'm running around trying, like, going to the principal's office. No one has a Mac. It's like a public school. It's like no one's got any of the stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I'm downloading it on people's, like, iPads and, like, I mean, it's just taking forever, and it winds up never working.
Oh.
And somehow, like, the teacher is making me feel, like, it's not intentional, but, like, I feel like I have just let down everybody.
You really have.
Like, these parents there and the kids are, like, I mean, I show it to them on the computer, and it's great, but I just felt, I left with such, like, a horrible feeling about, like, that's so stupid. We have this cable. I should have known. I have a cable and blah, blah, blah. And I just felt like gross. And I was like, and it's so stupid because it was like such a nice thing. And actually, who gives a shit?
Right.
You know, it's public school. You're prepared to be disappointed all the time,
right.
kids and parents. Right. Like, relax. But it didn't.
That sucks.
It really did. It was like such a like pressure moment. And like at one point in time, I was like, where's Ellis? And like he was just like in the corner in his chair because I got so wrapped up in trying to fix the problem. And some other moms and dads were like hanging out with him.
Uh-huh.
But like his face was just like, where is everybody?
Yeah.
You know, I was just like, it was like Halloween
night. I'm glad that day is over.
That day was over.
It's over.
I took care of it with a lot of candy and scaring the shit out of neighborhood kids.
Good, good.
My sister-in-law just gave birth last week, so I thought it would be a good idea if I cooked up some casseroles to bring over so she doesn't have to do anything. But my 9-month-old likes to hang out when I'm in the kitchen, but I couldn't really keep an eye on her while I'm taking stuff out of the oven. So usually I just give her a bowl of flour to play with and it's all good. But it's really hot in Philly right now. So I thought, oh, I'll just give her a big tub of water to play with. And she got to cool off and she was splashing around having a great time. And I was able to get all my cooking done. However, the tub of water I gave her is about the size of 3 bricks, which is not huge, but it never occurred to me that a 9-month-old will be able to pick that up with 2 hands. So right now I'm mopping up the floor with 1 hand while my daughter watches in amazement. I guess the floor's cleaner now. Love the show. Have a good day. Bye.
Indoor water play.
Katie Bell totally was able to do this as a kid. Like, I used to put down, like, a couple of towels and put bowls of water and give her the, like, here's your little mousey toy and these things. And she would just scoop and go back and forth and into the water, out of the water, into the water, out of the water.
I do not understand your child.
Ellis just picked that shit up every time I've given him water. And the first thing he does is
immediately
dump it. Doesn't matter if it's a giant Pyrex bowl full of water. Doesn't matter if it's, like, how heavy can I make this water? And he just, it's over. It's done. And I'm just like, which is why I haven't done the flower with him. Because I'm like, I am not. I actually bought a rubber, like an inflatable baby pool for all dirty, disgusting projects with my child. Well, you suck, Mom.
Yep.
You failed. How do you like that? Casseroles.
You are the greatest mom I've ever known. I love you, I love you. When I have a problem, I call you on the phone. I love you, I love you.
Teresa.
Yes?
It's time to call the mom.
Great.
Good. This week, we are calling Meg Gerritsen. She is one of the creators of the website Mom Meet Mom. Meg, welcome to One Bad Mother.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, we are really excited to have you here. And before we get into Mom Meet Mom, we want to ask you a question we ask all our guests, and that is, who lives in your house?
Well, I have an amazing husband, AJ. He's unbelievable.
Good.
Sometimes.
Wait a second. This is One Bad Mother, not my most amazing husband. I'm just kidding. That's great.
Well, you have to say nice things to get things. So we'll start there, right?
Good job, Dad. Good.
Yes. And I have a very rambunctious toddler, Jack Gerritsen. He is out of control. If I have a heart attack tomorrow, I can assure you it will be because of him. And I have a super laid-back baby girl. She's 10 months old, and her name is Elle.
Awesome. Congratulations.
Yes. Thank you so much.
Let's move on to Mom Meet Mom. So this is a website designed to help moms meet up with each other. And I think Teresa and I have talked about this, and it's something that I think is universal for parents, and that is, not only is it just like hard to find time to make, I mean, we all have friends before we have children, and then we have children and there's like sometimes there's a shift and maybe we don't have what quote unquote mom friends yet. Maybe there's something comforting about sometimes, even though we love being with our friends who may or may not have kids or have older kids or different ages, there's something great about being with parents whose kids are exactly the same age as yours, and there's like this chaos, and it feels actually comforting versus like you're with your in-laws and there's chaos and it's a totally different thing. So we all agree that there's like a need to do this, but how did you and your partners make that jump from just that need to actually creating this website?
Sure. Well, a couple of years ago, I had my son, and that's when it hit me. I happened to be walking down the road. I live in a beach town here, about 20 minutes south of Boston. And there was this woman, I was at a gas station, and this woman walks by wheeling a wagon. And on the wagon, there's a surfboard, and on the surfboard is her son. And I'm sitting there, and I'm like, she looks so cool. I've never seen her before. Wow. And then she walked around the corner and I turned my car on and I followed her. And it was the creepiest thing I think I've ever done. And I realized, I come, my background's in software marketing. I realized that there was, like, why don't I know this? You know, you've got houses on Zillow, you've got care.com. How do I not know this woman, and why is there not a tool out there that could put me in front of her and introduce us, you know, in a way that's informal and isn't awkward? And so I didn't pull up next to her or anything. I kept going, but it was creepy, right? And so that's when I started. And then in somewhere else, Julia and Krista were going through similar situations. Krista had premature children. And so she struggled connecting with parents who understood how important it is to be clean around our kids. I mean, really, her child's life was at risk when they would get together. So she wanted to meet other preemie moms. And so she's like, oh, I wish there was a way that I could just connect with other preemie moms near me. And Julia, who was friends with Krista, had just relocated her family to Seattle, and she knew no one. So she was kind of experiencing it as well, and she has a background in cognitive neuroscience. So she started, her brain just started ticking, you know, the analytics started coming out, and she started mapping out matchers and all this jazz. And, you know, somewhere along the line, we bumped into each other naturally as we were building our sites, and we decided to come together. Yeah, so we merged, and we it was great. Our backgrounds are very complementary. So we all kind of bring something different to the relationship, and I think we represent such different demographics of moms, which is hugely important.
Yeah.
So that's kind of how we started. It's almost like you could write a movie about how.
I was gonna say, good job. Yeah. I mean, like, awesome. Just the fact that you guys were all doing it independently and then came together. You know, and mm-hmm. and
rather than like trying to compete or something.
Yeah, rather than try to compete, right. Which is, you know, such a natural business sometimes inclination.
Oh, yeah.
And then, you know, it just helps burst that stereotype that, like, you know, moms are competitive or like anything like that. Like, you know, some of the stigmas that make it hard to go out and meet other parents. Well, so that's amazing. So good job, first off. Great job. Mm-hmm. Second, how's it going?
It's going awesome.
Yeah.
It's really a lot of, I mean, first and foremost, it's a lot of fun. I think my background, you know, I have that business mind. So I initially was like, okay, we've got it. You know, this is a great business opportunity and we're going to make a lot of money and we're going to do this and that. And it was just very cold. And I've just been, I feel like I've learned so much. I had a conversation with one of our moms in Alaska, and I mean, that's when you know it's really kind of taking off, when I'm having a conversation with a mom in Alaska.
Yeah.
Like, I never thought I'd have a conversation with a mom in Alaska ever, like, for no, you know? So
right.
We started talking, and I was like, well, what is Mom Meet Mom to you? And I'm like taking my notes, you know, all serious. And she said, you know what? It's really, to me, it's all about women, empowering women. I was like, wow, you know, I've never even looked at it that way. And she said, you know, when I had my child, it was a really, really scary situation. My husband is in the Air Force, and he was away, and the baby was due, and when he came home, we had a baby. And what happened was the baby came 3 months early, and it was so scary. I was alone. It was so isolating. I was terrified, and here I am listening to her story. I am like cracking up, bawling in the background, and I'm like, does she even know I'm crying? Oh my gosh. And then she just tells me the story, and it was the first time I realized that this is what it's all about, you know, and this is where we're going with this site. We're really empowering moms to stay social and empower one another. Had she had Mom Meet Mom at that point, she would have been able to connect with other moms locally for support. I mean, the old cliche, it takes a village. It may sound cheesy, but it is true.
Yeah.
And a big part of that village is moms, other women who understand you. If you're going through a divorce, when you have a baby for the first time, it can be quite isolating. You get the rug pulled from underneath you, and you may, you know, nothing that any childbirth class can prepares you for, you know, the life changes and the social changes that come with having a child.
Well, I think it's interesting that, you know, what you're talking about with this, sometimes when we think about, I need to go out, you know, moms need to go out and be social. You got to stop being so isolated, blah, 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 blah. You think of it as sort of this larger, you don't think about the specifics. Like I hear you say, you know, one of the women her children were premature. So she really wanted to not, and it wasn't just, I need a community, like an online community, which are available and you can certainly find people to chat with online. But there's something, you know, nowadays where we need to be connected physically. We need to like be able to see each other and talk and share and have that extra hand, that village in your house or in your neighborhood, not that village just online, which also serves an amazing purpose. But you know, I'm sitting here listening and even I never connected with the like specifics of trying to find somebody nearby really sharing a similar experience, not just the experience of motherhood. So how do you guys help match people up? Like you guys have an algorithm, you guys do questionnaire. How do you guys help people connect with a good fit? How do you guys do that? What's your approach?
So our site is built much like a dating site. Julia, again, my business partner out in Seattle. Her background, again, is in cognitive neuroscience, and she works with a developer who specializes in matching algorithms, and they developed a matcher that is comprised of 150 different scenarios that come into play. So our moms go on the site, and they answer a bunch of questions about themselves and their families. And then based on their responses, the algorithm, you know, tick-tock, the system will suggest possible matches nearby. What's really important, I think this is something that evolved for us. We thought that was it, right? But it's not. And, you know, those are just suggestions based on technology. And we all know that technology is not always right. So that's where our mom finder was created. We decided that we wanted to be able to give moms the ability to take the wheel and use our mom finder and select things that, you know, search for moms based on criteria that is important to them. So if it's children's ages, if that's it, they can search just on that. If it's profile picture, and I just want to see a mom that I think I'll connect with just by how they look. I mean, maybe that's shallow, but some mom might want to do that.
Sure.
Okay. The prematurity, if it's, my son has severe food allergies.
Right.
If I want to plan safe play dates, I can select that criteria. So it's pretty cool that we're able to do that. And in addition, we haven't officially announced yet, our next, feature, which is the socials feature. And that basically allows moms to connect in groups because not everyone's comfortable with one-on-one. So that feature is live, but it's not quite done yet. And that basically lets any mom create a social and invite all or select moms within a certain mile radius to get together for play dates, mom's night out, workouts, you name it. And invite, you know, all again or select moms in the area to join. So we basically combine a variety of different features to give all moms the experience that they're really looking for.
Well, so throughout this process, have you discovered sort of what are the issues you've come across that make it hard for this to work sometimes for moms? I know that without a website like Mom Meet Mom, it's just, you know, schedules being tight. Like I'll say, hey, Teresa, let's get together. And then it's 2 months.
Yeah.
you're like, how did I, like, so are there problems or issues that are unique to the mom meetup experience that you guys have come across or discovered or are trying to help, you know, sort out for people?
I think we'll continue. I mean, we're never done. I think that's with any technology company. You can't really be done, and we definitely don't see ourselves as done. What we've been doing from the start is continuing to seek feedback from our users, from our moms.
Yeah.
And that has been so critical to our growth. We thought that the site was going to be one thing, and it's something completely different because we've been listening to moms along the way. I'd say the number one challenge is ongoing and we're addressing that, but we'll continue to address it because I don't think it's just an easy answer. It's taking the awkwardness out.
Yeah.
Of the equation. It's the awkwardness is there for us when we go to the park and you want to get her number and it's so weird and you know, you want to follow her down the road in your car like a total creep.
I would just like to say, you can go back to an earlier episode where I do admit to following a woman out of the library with my child in the car. She's, like, walking with her, like, two kids. I just thought she had handled her kids really well, like, really cool. And I did, like, scrabble my number down on, like, a scrap of paper and, like, rolled out my window. Hey, excuse me. It's going to sound so weird, but like, you seem cool and blah, blah, blah. And then she never called. But but yeah, no, it's awkward. Sure.
We've all been there.
Yeah. It's awkward.
And I think we all have that experience. We've had that experience before, be it in a grocery store, in a park, or, you know, on the street. And the cool thing about the site, from the start, everyone that is on the site is there for the same reason. And that's something that is probably true in real life, but no one, you know, has the guts to say it or, you know, make that first move. But it's a lot less awkward on a site when you know for a fact the other moms on the site are looking for what you're looking for.
Go ahead.
So, I mean, yes, we're addressing that. We're continuing to work behind the scenes to try to get, you know, our development team is really awesome and we're working on, you know, making that even more less awkward. Even less awkward. More less awkward isn't really the right grammar.
Well, so I have to ask, and I clearly already know the answer, but maybe you guys have had people reach out to you, and that is there anything currently that you guys are looking at for the dads? We definitely come across dads who say, like stay-at-home dads or the dads who are the primary caregivers who say, you know, they try and get in with like mom play dates and stuff and everybody's like, get out. You're only, you know, there must be something totally creepy with you, dad.
Yeah, as Hodgman said last week, there is something creepy about dads.
Yeah, like just poor dads, you know, they just can't win no matter what. But have you guys come across that? Has anybody reached out to you or, you know, I don't know, just while I have you on the phone.
Sure. Well, we own Dad Meet Dad. That's a start. You know, I mean, realistically, we had a few focus groups in the beginning with dads and stay-at-home dads. And we asked them a lot of the similar questions that we asked moms, and we got a lot of different responses. What we found, our conclusion, was that dads are looking for a different experience.
Yeah.
And we want to be able to provide them with that. We don't want to dilute the experience by rolling out the same site to them initially. We're continuing to think about that behind the scenes, and hopefully down the road we'll be able to address it confidently. But there's no question first of all, dads are allowed on our site. So come on in, stay-at-home dads. You're allowed on our site.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's just right now we're just trying to figure out the best way to do it so that it's not, so that dads don't feel awkward and creepy just because they're male. You know, I mean, there's no reason for that. And that is our intention, to take that away for them. And we just, again, we're working on that.
No, that's great. I'm glad we asked. That's great. Yeah. That was exactly the answer I wanted to hear. That's awesome.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that's like exactly the answer that like our listeners wanted to hear as well.
Yeah.
A few.
Yeah. We love dads. We love dads, and we don't want you to be a creep. And that's why we're not. We don't want you to be viewed as a creep because you're not. So
right.
We got to give you a good experience too. And we do want you to meet with other moms. It's not like just, even though it's Dad Meet Dad, doesn't mean it's not going to be integrated with other moms on the site. I mean, it won't be just for dads. It'll be an integrated experience.
No one's putting their like stroller keys in a fishbowl at the end of the day.
No.
Okay, we're all just looking to kill that
two hours
between naps. Everybody just wants to kill that time before dinner. Like, come on, everybody just relax. I've got to break my day down into different slots of how am I killing this time until this next planned thing. So, thank God for this. Well, that made that sound super depressing. I mean, parenting is great. Meg, thank you so much for coming on the show. The site is really awesome, and it's something we're going to encourage our listeners to go check out. And, you know, maybe we can do a special mom meet mom, one bad mother meetup or something social kind of thing.
Oh, absolutely.
So
absolutely.
Yeah.
And right, I'll just say one more thing. Right now we are connecting moms in all 50 states, and we opened up recently in Canada. So that marks
awesome.
The beginning of our international expansion. So it's a really exciting time for people to join.
Well, thank you so much again for joining us, and best of luck with the site. And we will continue to follow what you guys are doing. And when the Dad Meets Dad officially launches, please come back so we can talk about that too.
We will. Take care, ladies.
Thank you.
Thank
you too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I'm Barbara Gray, and I'm weird for beards.
I'm Tess Barker, and I have good taste in bad ideas.
I'm Brandy Posey, and I've been dead the whole time.
We're Lady to Lady, a new podcast on Maximum Fun. It's the three of us girls, a fourth girl that we invite to come hang out with us, and sometimes characters that drop in. We're weird, we're fun, we're here, we're queer.
We're here.
We're weird. We're fun. We're here. We're queer. We're here.
We like beer. You can find us on iTunes or MaximumFun.org. See you soon.
Well, that was awesome.
Yeah, that's super cool.
It really is. I just, you know, I love it when an idea like goes, like comes to fruition.
Yeah.
And thank God for the people who can make those ideas come to fruition.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It
just good for them and the work that they're doing. And I really encourage people to go check it out. I mean, we talk about it on the show all the time. We try and do our own meetups. We're just all looking for a reason to connect and get that support that we need. So, go moms and dads and creepy dads. Speaking of needing support, let's listen to a mom who probably really needs a meetup. Let's listen to, maybe they can just have a category of mom rants. Like, if you need to come rant, this is your meetup, special meetup for just moms who need to come out and yell.
No, I think that needs to be like, they should have like, for that one, it's like a limit of like maybe three moms who are ranting.
Yeah.
And then there's rantees who just are there to listen and support.
Right.
Because you can't have everybody there to rant. Some people are.
it's like the new version. It's like the new version of like, what's the like storytelling where you go, what is that? That very popular storytelling show. What is that show? Come on.
No,
Teresa, it's all NPR and stuff.
About.
What is it?
Oh, The Moth.
All right. It's like The Moth, but it's for rants.
Yes.
So, like, you just get up and you just rant.
It's Everybody, the Mom Moth.
It's the Mom Moth. It's the Wrath. The Wrath.
The Wrath
the
of
wrath.
Mom.
Oh. Ranthra. All right. Let's listen to this poor woman.
All right.
This is a rant. So far this morning, my 2-year-old got off the potty to shit on the floor, and not just a little one. I mean, it was like a man shit. And then I'm trying to get ready, go to a play date at my friend's house, and the baby needs a bath. So I pick her up. I showered this morning. I had clean clothes on. They were clean. She spit up on me twice walking down the hallway from her bedroom to the bath. And then right before I put her in the tub, she peed on my pants. So I got a new shirt, which is actually a shirt out of dirty clothes because all the other clothes are dirty. And I'm just leaving the pants on because fuck it. Who cares now? Thank you.
It's just pee.
It's just a little pee. No, baby pee.
Baby pee.
Baby pee. Sure,
Most
baby pee.
Most of my stuff has been soaked with baby pee.
I recently, now that it's quote-unquote fallen, fucking...
Yeah.
Fuck. Southern California.
Yeah.
I busted out, you know, some sweaters. I'm not constantly in a tank top or a beat up V-neck. Now I have all my like sweaters, and they all have like a weird, like the yogurt smear on the sleeve, or
on
the milk smear
right on the shoulder.
Everything's just right there.
Yep.
And this time around, I'm just like, bucket. This outfit looks absolutely great, except for the smear on the shoulder.
As long as you're holding Ellis over that smeary shoulder.
That's right.
No one will be
the wiser. No one will know. So congratulations to your child who's making man shits and your baby who loves you so much. She wants to share with you all of her fluids. Didn't we have the mom call once whose house was just full of fluids all the time?
Yes, all the fluids. The Chihuahua pee stuck with me.
Well, Mom, you're doing a good job.
Yeah.
You hang in there.
Yeah.
You hang in there.
You go to that play date.
You go to that
good
play date.
Job.
Let your kids shit on the play date. Play dates for me were always like, who's going to whose house to trash it?
Right.
Don't try and clean my house when you leave. I'm going to come to your house one day and trash your house.
Yep.
Just come, kill the time, leave.
Yep.
And then I will come and do the same to you.
Yes.
That is how that works.
Absolutely.
Just walk in. Whoever's hosting, have the wine available or the whatever.
Yeah.
And then just go to town. So, good job. We learned very little today in the grand scheme of things. But one, Halloween and daylight savings, may they never come at the same time ever again.
Yeah.
Two, turning one should be totally about us.
Yeah.
Only.
Yeah.
It has.
And enjoy that.
And enjoy it.
Make it great. Do whatever you want.
Yeah. Yeah. It really should just be like today.
Yeah.
Everybody's going to entertain my son while I go do karaoke.
Yeah.
You know, like it's my party.
Yeah.
Because Lord knows we aren't celebrating our own birthday parties.
No.
This is it. This
I
is
don't even know how old I am anymore. I don't even know when my birthday is.
Doesn't matter. You don't deserve a birthday, Mom. Your witch's hat, Halloween costume. That's all you get. That are cat ears. So 1-year-old birthdays, all about us. And then finally, as always, go make some parent friends. And, you know, I know it takes work and I know it takes effort. And thank goodness we've got the lovely people at Mom Meet Mom to help take some of that. Who doesn't want to go peruse some mom pictures? Like figure out a good mom meetup, you know?
Totally.
Like, I mean,
and see who likes the same like comic
stuff.
Book you like or
exactly.
whatever.
Exactly. That's exactly right. I mean, they're probably all hanging out at the same park already.
Yeah.
So like, why not go and talk about the really dangerous part of the park that you're letting your children crawl on at that very minute?
I will say, I hope they have like an option for moms who swear.
Yes.
Because I feel like that is.
Well, this
key.
Was going to be the what I think I was going to wrap up with this particular thing on the meetup is I think one of the things that really hinders moms from going out and dads and everybody, but I think moms in particular, is that fear of being judged.
Yeah.
And that really, we say it every time almost. You gotta let it go.
Yeah,
it people probably aren't judging you.
Mm-hmm.
They're probably just talking to you. Mm-hmm. And because you're in the middle of like weaning, you think anytime they say the word milk, they're judging that you're still weaning.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, I just went through this the other day and I had to take myself out and be like, this woman does not care enough about me to actually be judging me. She does not.
Mm-mm.
So I'm going to just pretend that what she's saying to me is actually what she's really saying to me.
Good job.
And like,
it's so hard to do that. And
it
it's
really
like,
is.
But that is just so good. It just totally changes everything.
It really does.
Do
it goes back to the swearing. Like, you know what? I just cannot. I have found out a million times too late.
Yeah.
That the people I'm talking to are like, it's like the pastor's wife.
Right.
And I'm just like, well, you know what she's going to have to know about me? Is
that you
the swears come out. It
doesn't. Do you think she's ever heard swear words before?
Probably.
Probably.
She'll have teenagers one day. Let me tell you, the first ones to swear are the pastor's kids. Give your pastor's kids away from me.
How many pastors do you guys go to school with? I feel like you're always talking about somebody related to the pastor.
It's the same kid. Oh, that kid's going to be trouble. But for real.
Yeah.
We are grown people now.
Yes.
We are not on the playground.
No.
You know what? And outside of the people who we've all agreed are already assholes, we're just going to push them aside and move forward with the idea that people genuinely want to hang out.
Yes.
So, and what transcends swearing moms is killing that time with somebody that you enjoy.
Totally.
So, again, get out there. You know, let's make a challenge.
Yeah.
Let's go out, make some mom friends, either through the site or through super creepy ways by following people in parking lots. And to not let the fear of being judged stop you.
Yeah.
From going out and having a good time.
Mm-hmm. And
speaking of,
if you're in the San Francisco Bay Area, we have a listener meetup coming up on November 8th at 1:30 at the new playground at Glen Canyon Park near Elk and Chenery. Our listeners will be meeting either in the playground area or in the grassy area outside it, depending whether the kids who come want to be in one space or the other. There will be a red balloon to look for when you're looking for that group. So that's the San Francisco Bay Area. It's in San Fran, November 8th at 1:30 at the new playground at Glen Canyon Park, which I think is going to be awesome.
And if you're nervous, and here's the thing, when you show up at this thing and you're all kind of staring at each other like, I don't know who's supposed to go first.
Yeah.
Why don't we just use the recent zombie apocalypse episode and all set? Well, you could start off with Viz and Teresa are failing their children with their Halloween candy scenarios or with pouches, like whatever. Yeah. Just take Viz and Teresa. Just use us.
Yeah.
You judge us, if you will.
Sure.
To start a conversation if you need to.
Yeah. Or pull out that fruit pouch. Just show everyone who you stand with, which side you stand on.
I want pictures. You either have a fruit pouch and a Snicker bar in one hand.
Or a coffee.
Or a banana. By the way, I was fantasizing about your fruit pouch. Because I give Ellis this fucking banana that he just like eats. He's like just eating this whole banana, but he's also like shoving it. It's rolling around in the dirt and he's just eating it. So Team
Dirty
Biz.
Banana.
Dirty banana, Team Biz. On the other side. Let's see this happen. Dad's clearly.
Please make this happen.
Please show us if you're Team Pouch. Or Team Dirty Banana. Teresa?
Yeah?
You are doing a great job.
Thank you.
Oscar's longevity is totally different. I don't know how Oscar's doing, but you are nailing it. You're nailing it.
Thank you, Biz. You're doing a great job.
Thank you very much.
I hope that Ellis makes it to one.
Probably not. Not with all the shit he's picking up from the playground floor that he's putting in his. I'm like, whatever. Whatever. I don't care. We will talk to you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye.
I got to low down mama blues. I got to low down mama blues. Got to low down mama blues. Low down mama blues. Got to low down mama blues. Got to low down mama blues. You know that right.
We'd like to thank Max Fun, Lindsay Pavlos, our engineer, our husbands Stefan Lawrence and Jesse Thorne, our perfect children who provide us with inspiration to say all these horrible things, and of course, you, our listeners. To find out more about the songs you heard on today's podcast and more about the show, please go to MaximumFun.org.
One Bad Mother is a member of the Maximum Fun family of podcasts. To support the show, visit MaximumFun.org and click on Donate.
Do you have a genius or fail moment you'd like to share on the show? Then leave us a message at 206-350-9485. Full-on rage-induced rants are also welcome.
Well, Daddy, baby, fuss and fight, got low down mama's room.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist-owned.
Listener-supported.